Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tides, The Science and Spirit of the Ocean by Jonathan White is a work of literary nonfiction that combines natural history, oceanography, travel writing, and cultural reflection. White, a sailor, surfer, and marine conservationist, uses a personal encounter with tidal danger as the starting point for a broad inquiry into one of the most familiar but least understood forces on Earth. The book follows his travels to coasts, rivers, bays, monasteries, research centers, and tidal energy sites across several continents. Its purpose is not only to explain why tides rise and fall, but also to show how tidal motion has shaped navigation, coastal settlement, ecological adaptation, scientific thought, myth, and renewable energy debates, while also treating them as a cultural rhythm that has influenced how humans imagine the ocean, time, risk, and change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tides is a planetary system rather than a simple lunar effect. A central strength of the book is its refusal to reduce tides to the familiar statement that the moon pulls the sea. White explains that tidal behavior emerges from a system involving the moon, sun, earth rotation, ocean basin geometry, friction, and local coastal shape. This matters because the same gravitational forcing can produce radically different results depending on where water has room to move and where it is confined. Bays such as Fundy or Ungava amplify tidal range through resonance, while narrow channels and irregular coastlines can turn vertical rise into fast horizontal currents. The book also introduces amphidromic systems, in which tidal waves rotate around points of little vertical movement, showing that global tides behave more like moving waves than like water simply lifting upward. By placing local observations beside scientific models, White shows why tide tables are useful but incomplete. Prediction requires both astronomy and geography, and the visible tide at any shore is the local expression of a planetary rhythm. Secondly, field travel makes tidal science visible in extreme places. White structures much of the book around travel to places where tidal behavior becomes dramatic enough to see, hear, and sometimes fear. In the Arctic, low tide exposes spaces beneath sea ice where local knowledge is essential for safe harvesting. In China, the Kwantung River tidal bore turns the tide into a moving wall of water. At Mont Saint-Michel in France, the daily transformation of land into island illustrates why tides have long carried spiritual and strategic meaning. In Chile, Scotland, and other coastal regions, tidal currents become questions of engineering and energy. These journeys are not decorative additions to the science. They serve as empirical demonstrations that abstract mechanics become understandable when tied to terrain, weather, human practice, and danger. The travel framework also prevents the book from treating the ocean as uniform. A tide is always both global and local. White uses each place to reveal a different mechanism, including resonance, bore formation, friction, exposure, and coastal vulnerability. Thirdly, intertidal zones reveal how life adapts to repeated immersion and exposure. The book treats tides as ecological organizers, not merely as water level changes. White describes the shore as a set of tidal zones, including splash, high intertidal, middle intertidal, and low intertidal areas, each defined by different degrees of exposure to air, saltwater, waves, drying, temperature change, and predation. This zonation matters because organisms survive by matching their physiology and behavior to the rhythm of wetting and drying. Mussels, barnacles, seaweeds, shellfish, birds, and human foragers all depend on the timing and extent of tidal movement. The Arctic mussel gathering episode is especially useful because it shows that intertidal knowledge can be practical, embodied, and culturally transmitted rather than purely academic. White therefore presents tidal ecology as a relationship between physics and life. Gravity and basin shape determine the timing of exposure, but living communities turn that physical schedule into feeding opportunities, shelter strategies, and seasonal labor. The shore becomes a laboratory where planetary motion directly structures biological survival. Fourthly, the history of tide science links myth, observation, and mathematical prediction. White places modern tide science within a long history of human attempts to explain ocean motion. Ancient and traditional cultures often understood tides through cosmological images, lunar beings, breathing seas, or celestial circulation. Early philosophers and scientists, including figures such as Aristotle, Galileo, Kepler, Newton, and later William Weil, represent a gradual shift from speculative explanation toward mathematical and observational models. The value of this historical thread is that it shows how difficult tides were to understand even for major scientific thinkers. Their complexity arises because tides are not caused by one factor that can be isolated easily. They are produced by interacting astronomical forces and modified by every ocean basin and coastline. Well, and later tidal researchers helped transform scattered observations into more systematic prediction, but White keeps the older symbolic interpretations in view. the result is not a rejection of science in favor of spirituality. Instead, the book argues that scientific clarity and cultural wonder can coexist, because accurate prediction does not exhaust the meaning of the phenomenon. Lastly, tidal energy and sea level rise turn ancient rhythms into modern policy questions. The later implications of the book concern how societies might live with tides under changing environmental conditions. White examines older uses of tidal power, such as tide mills, alongside modern efforts to generate electricity from tidal currents. The appeal is clear because tides are more predictable than wind or sunlight, but the book avoids presenting tidal energy as a simple solution. Strong currents, marine ecosystems, engineering costs, maintenance problems, and site-specific geography all limit where and how it can work. White also connects tidal experience to sea level rise in places such as Venice and Panama, where the normal rise and fall of water becomes harder to separate from long-term change. This combination gives the book contemporary relevance. Tides are ancient, regular, and calculable, yet their effects are altered by human settlement patterns and climate change. Coastal planning, therefore, requires more than charts. It requires an understanding of local vulnerability, historical adaptation, ecological consequence, and the limits of technological control. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in oceans, natural history, environmental change, sailing, surfing, geography, or science writing that uses narrative rather than textbook structure. It offers practical intellectual benefits by making tidal mechanics more understandable without removing their complexity. Readers gain a clearer sense of why different coasts experience different tidal ranges, why tidal currents can be dangerous, how intertidal ecosystems function, and why sea level rise changes the meaning of familiar coastal rhythms. It is also useful for readers who want to see how scientific knowledge develops through observation, error, local expertise, and historical debate. Compared with many ocean books, Tide stands out because it does not focus only on marine animals, climate threat, adventure, or physics. It integrates all of these without letting one dominate. Compared with a technical oceanography text, it is more accessible and place-based. Compared with a travel memoir, it is more analytically grounded. The book can be demanding when it enters complex tidal science, but that difficulty is part of its value. White shows that tides are not background scenery. They are a planetary process that links astronomy, shoreline ecology, human culture, energy use, and coastal risk in one continuous system. If you would like to support Jonathan White, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.